So Andy, our listener, was on a date, put through a test he didn't know about until he failed it. Is that how dating is now? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, first off, love the show.
Thank you.
Kind of cool that you guys are local and accessible. Am I right? LOL.
You're right.
Butter us up at first. I like that.
I do. I like
that.
That's
a great strategy.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I need a little help over here because I honestly walked away from a date feeling like I just failed a pop quiz I didn't know I was taking.
Okay.
So here's what happened. I'm out to dinner with this woman I've been out with a few times. Mm-hmm. We're kind of dating. Nothing's been defined yet.
Mm.
So she gets up to use the restroom and says, if the waiter comes by, can you order for me? Totally fine. No big deal.
Sure.
She's gone. And sure enough, the waiter starts heading our way. But right before he gets to the table, someone else flags him down, starts talking his ear off, like full-on conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there waiting for a break so I can jump in, but it keeps going. And the waiter disappears towards the kitchen.
Mm.
No chance to order.
Mm.
My date comes back, asks if I ordered for her. And when I explained what happened, she gets annoyed.
Mm.
Not just, ugh, that's frustrating, but annoyed at me.
Oh.
She says I didn't do a simple task and that it says something about my character.
Oh.
Specifically that I'm not assertive enough and that I should have spoken up and that moments like that show who someone really is.
Wow.
Wow. Wowie. I told her I didn't realize this was some kind of test. I wasn't avoiding it. I just didn't want to interrupt someone else mid-conversation or be rude to the waiter. She eventually flags him down herself and orders, but the vibe was just off after that.
Wow.
She made it clear she was noting this behavior.
Wow.
Like he's getting a demerit or something.
I'm writing this one down.
School.
Yep.
So now I'm sitting here wondering, is this normal in today's dating world? Mm. I've been out of the game for a bit, so I don't know if this is a thing now. Is that a personality assessment?
Mm.
Do people really clock these moments as evidence of deeper traits like confidence or leadership? Am I missing something here?
Wow.
Well, love your take. Honestly, I'm curious if either of you do this too, or if listeners do, because I feel like I got graded on something I didn't even know was on the syllabus. Thanks. Call me Unassertive Andy.
Hi, Unassertive Andy.
I think you're right to be completely thrown off by that. That's much.
Wow.
That's much.
Yeah, I don't think... I wonder what in your date's world caused that to happen.
That's a her thing. That's not a you thing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
I don't think that that's going to be a typical thing for most people either, because I think most of us would come back and be like, oh, all right, cool.
Oh,
that happened? Okay, sure.
Maybe she was just really hangry.
Sure.
And you caught her at a bad time.
But for her to go as far as to say, that tells me about your character, that he was trying not to be rude and interrupt, say, excuse me, I need to order. Stop talking.
You don't understand. My date needs food now.
Right. I think it sounds like to me she's just, I don't know, maybe she's just having a moment. But to go as far, like, it's one thing if she were just to be, like, disappointed.
Is that
she's hangry.
Is that a deal breaker?
Food. It sounds like for her it might be, but it shouldn't be, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
It should not be at all. She needs to chill out. And also, just think, I think that says more about your character. You didn't want to interrupt someone's conversation because you think your needs mean more.
Do you do any sort of little test with a new date like Unassertive Andy's date did?
I think we're just... Aren't we just kind of assessing whether we feel like there's some compatibility here?
Well, maybe you do, Kelly.
Oh.
But
okay,
maybe...
Was I doing it wrong?
Well, maybe...
Should I have had a test, a checklist?
I mean, I think you're all right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It did work out eventually.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're fine. But 502-795-1997 is our number. I don't know. If you have a take on Andy's situation, sure. If you have a little test that maybe you didn't realize you were taking... For a recent date, you want to share?
Do you tell them if they failed immediately?
Yeah, exactly. Let us know, all right? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. So do you do little tests when you're on a date? It's 99.7 DJX. Unassertive Andy, our listener, said he was recently on a date, put through a test he didn't really even know about until he failed it. And she was all like, hey, will you order for me while I'm in the restroom?
Right. And then the waiter got caught up in another conversation with someone else and then, like, walked away. And she got mad, saying that he should have stopped the waiter and shows he's not assertive and says something about his character.
So, B, do you do tests like this?
I don't really do tests, but that's part of dating, is to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
But what she did sounds like a walking red flag.
Yeah. It's just like, why in the world is she jumping to conclusions about what kind of a person he is? Because he didn't want to interrupt the conversation.
Yeah. And I'm like, I get that she wants like an assertive man. But if she's not like if he's not up to her standards, she's trying to make him be what she wants him to be.
I would have been mad if I witnessed him interrupt someone's conversation with the waiter to say,
sure,
I need to order. I mean, how rude would that be?
Again,
I'd be upset about that.
Again, probably hangry, and maybe that is like, hey, eat a Snickers, B, right?
Right. It's like, hey, princess, let's slow it down. Let's be a nice human first.
That's funny.
Like, I guess if you're that hungry, just like pre-date, like pre-eat before the date.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Some crackers.
Funny. Well, hey, B, thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks. Have a good morning.
You too. Donna said, when I was in the dating world, happily married now, I did small tests to see how the guy reacted or to see what I was going to be dealing with. It's important to know early on. Never did I call someone out if it's not the reaction I was looking for. That's a big red flag.
Yeah.
You're probably never going to be able to make her happy. She will be writing all these down and bringing them up all the time. That sounds exhausting.
Yes. And Amanda's like been out of the dating game for a long time too, but sorry, this is a red flag on her. He's dodging a bullet by failing her little test.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, and Andrea says she just proved her own point. Sounds like a mean lady who doesn't respect the service, and that speaks volumes on her.
Nikki commented on Facebook and said, I just know that if I suddenly found myself single again, I'd sooner chew off my own leg than participate in whatever this is.
Yes.
But you've still got the mental bandwidth for this Hunger Games bull blank. I would suggest finding someone less.
Hunger Games? I love that.
Oh,
yeah,
shoot.
And Lisa says, don't give her the further pleasure of grading you. Shut it down, girl. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is one thing to do, like, little tests. Like, maybe, I don't know.
But we're not revealing the answers, right? Like, we're not saying, sorry.
Failed that one.
You failed that one. And, oh, you failed here when you said that. And, oh, yep, nope, we're not going to work. Like, you just, you're maybe making mental notes about the things that maybe are not compatible with you.
Yeah.
And then you're just kind of silently making that choice that maybe we're just not going to go out again. But that's crazy. Like, her saying, well, that speaks volumes about your character because you didn't flag down the waiter.
And then finally, Swifty Kim texts in and says, geez, it's too early in the day, the month, and the year for this nonsense. Run, Andy. You're not the problem here.
Yes, we all agree, Andy. Yes. You're not the problem. You just got a bad egg.
Yeah, all right.
Bunch.
Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. But yeah, it doesn't sound like this one has legs.
And you did not do anything wrong. I think you handled the situation perfectly. You were polite.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. The waiter was going to come back. It's not like he forgot you existed forever.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. All right, there you go. That is group therapy.